This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I gotta say, leftists make me laugh. You guys are funny. The ones of you who are auditing the show, thank you for being here. All my conservative friends, thank you for being here. I don't think of you guys as fans. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Why do I say liberals are funny to me? Because nothing they do will stand the test of time. Nothing. They will let in people who want to destroy them. They think it's tolerance, but it's not. It's stupidity. You've got a group of people, the Americans, who have made the world a civilized place. Did we get our civilized being from the British, you know, side of it? I don't know. Don't care. But we're civilized. We fought through slavery, lack of civil rights by these stupid Democrats, these leftists. Formed our country, fought through all those things, and then what do? Let's bring in all this third world crap hole nonsense, and let's just remake America in an uncivilized way. Let's devolve it down to where nobody cares about it anymore. That's what they do. Pick whatever subject you want. Sports. Sports used to be a meritocracy. You put your kids in it because it was a character building thing. Now it's a joke. It's a social justice reengineering that's nonsense. It doesn't talk about the it's not just about being the best athlete. It's about being the best person. You know, great, a guy can run a football really fast or he can throw a ball great or whatever. But the fact is he needed to be a good citizen. Coaches did not want to work with those kids. Coaches retooled them to say that what you do has to transcend your abilities. You learn to play as a team. Here's Kaepernick kneeling, a multimillionaire kneeling because he feels bad about black oppression that doesn't even exist. Okay? It doesn't exist. And he's a perfect example that it doesn't exist. But he's slapping in the face, he's slapping the other teammates, his white teammates, his Hispanic teammates, all the other ones, because he's going to make this issue about black and white. That's not why we put him up there. That's not why he got his contract, but he decides he's going to do that. And then the NFL wants to capitulate and so on and so forth. That's what I'm saying. What ultimate goal were they after? Losing fan base? Losing revenue, etc.? Mission accomplished. What's it gotten Kaepernick? Nothing. It's all, everything leftists do ends up in a death spiral of their own ideas. Give me the idea. Okay, let's bring in all these immigrants, right? They're not terrorists, right? Yeah, but they bring third world nonsense. You can't be successful in your own country where you speak your own language and have your own customs and culture. So what are you going to do? You want to come over and not accept a country where we've proven to be successful assimilating everybody into what? The American spirit. No, let me bring over my Mexican culture, my Guatemalan culture, my Honduran culture, my whatever. And America needs to accept that. Yeah, because it's worked out so well for every other nation, right? Leftism dying on its vine. Here's what we'll do. Let's tax the living daylights out of everybody so nobody wants to work and we end up eroding our tax base. Let's make environmental legislations in such that companies don't want to invest in our state. And what do? They all leave our state. Then what do? We continue to tax the people that are there at a higher rate until what? Nobody can afford the taxes. Give me your problem. I'll give you the liberal death spiral because that's all that's going to happen to it. It's a death spiral. Pretty soon, you can't talk about various. Who can you arrest? If you arrest a white dude, whatever, you want to come down on white guys? Well, now a white guy can say, I'm no longer a white guy. I'm a black woman. Call me Oprah. That's what's happening. Miss Spain, Angela Ponce, the first openly transgender contestant in the 66-year history of the Miss Universe pageant, is getting rave reviews for her bikini body, runway glamour, and message of inclusion. I always say, having a vagina didn't transform me into a woman, the post-op trans gal told reporters as the pageant got underway last week. Where else? In Bangkok, Thailand. I'm a woman already before birth because my identity is here, she said, gesturing to her head. Ponce, 27, works in a foundation in Spain that helps trans children. Children are born without prejudices, and I think if we talk to them about diversity from a young age, we can create a new generation of human beings who are raised a lot better. Now, here's the thing. If Ponce believes herself to be a woman, congratulations to her. I get it. What do they call it? Body dysmorphia? Something like that? Gender dysmorphia? Whatever it's called, I feel very sorry for these people. If they want to allow this person who believes herself to be a woman, goes through post-op surgery, becomes a woman to go into the contest, great. But here's what I like. I wish for the day when a post-op female wins that contest. I do. I wish for the day. I wish for the day when a female robot wins that contest, because that day's coming too, because they're going to allow robots in, artificial intelligence robots. They're going to have all the answers, and I want a robot, a female robot, to win. Why not? I want women to really have to deal with the wrath of their movement. Now, look, if this woman, again, believes herself to be, well, she can't have babies. Run her DNA. It's still a dude, but if she really wants to, she's still a dude. I'm not trying to be crass. If she wants to be considered a woman, fine. I'm fine with that. For the record, looks better than 99.9% of the women in the world. So go for it. Do your thing. And if it does help the very, very small minority of people who do have the same thing that she suffers from, good. Okay? I don't think people should be ridiculed for this, but don't think it's never going to be an oddity. It is an oddity. I don't care about the trans movement, but I saw a guy the other day. I was at Nordstrom's Rack because I needed to get some shirts. And I saw a dude. He was in leather. He was in high heels, had a shirt on with the back was open. And, you know, impeccably tailored in the whole deal. All dude. He was a dude. But he was a princess. You know what I'm saying? Total princess. And an oddity to look at. Because that's not how guys behave. And I'm not trying to stereotype. But men do have a behavior. And I'm not saying it's universal. We don't all walk around, you know, flexing. But there are men who do. But you don't see many men walking around like that. Because it was very effeminate. I mean, for all intents and purposes, this guy is a woman. He thinks of himself as a woman. I'm positive about that. But it was weird to look at. And I will tell you, I have no issue with what he thinks, but it's an oddity. If he'd been wearing a chicken outfit, I would have looked at him the same way. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Glad you guys came to join me at the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, my producers got me the text of what that Obama clip about hope was. And here's what he says. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer, or the enormous challenges that we face in mounting progress in the imperfect world. And hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm, get this, or hard work on their own. Rather, hope is the insistence that no matter how tough our circumstances, there are better days ahead, that the crooked road can be made straight, that out of the ashes a phoenix can rise, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, together we can overcome. Together we can do better. A belief in goodness and human ingenuity, and maybe most of all, our ability to connect with each other and see each other in ourselves. And then we summon our best selves. And maybe we can inspire others to do the same. It was funny. I'm watching Obama say this. It wasn't inspiring at all. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed this. If you listen to an Obama speech, if you listen to it correctly with the right ears on, don't have a firearm near you.
You'll want to put it in your mouth and pull the trigger. He is not inspiring. Obama makes you think of yourself as little. Hope is never a willful ignorance to the harshness and cruelties that so many suffer. That's life. You know what America does? America limits the amount of harshness and cruelty that's in the world. That's what we do. That's God's charter to us, is to limit that. If you're born in the United States, you have a much better chance of not suffering the harshness and the cruelties of the rest of the world. You don't run into the woods and lose an arm, for the most part. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We got bad people here. We got leftists. Oh, yeah. We have them. Don't misunderstand me. But in the rest of the world, they have the cruelest people of all. They got people that chop heads off, that will rape women and children, that will raise entire villages. But what do the John Kerrys of the world say about us? Our military are baby killers. Conservatives, you're the worst people on the planet. That's not true. You're the best people on the planet. You're the reason that America hasn't become a third world crap hole. And here's Obama talking about hope. And I love that part, where he says, and hope is certainly not the smug complacency of those who won life's lottery and think it's all because of their intelligence or charm or hard work on their own. Yeah, how did you get ahead? Did it require intelligence, or did you just get lucky? Did it require a level of charm, maybe even tact? Here's what I can tell you. If you get ahead, it requires hard work. Barack Obama wants you to believe, no matter how much hard work you did, no matter how much charm you may have, and no matter how much intelligence you have, you were born into a lotto. And the lottery is, were you born a white male? Okay, you won the lottery. Because if you were born a female, if you were born a minority, if you were born a Muslim, into a particular religion, you lose the lotto. Because Lord knows women can't be successful. Blacks and Latinos and Asians and whatever cannot be successful. Are you kidding me? It's amazing, man. And then he wants to believe that progressives, as they call themselves, are the only ones who believe in the goodness of people. Look, I read this. He was saying it, but I read it. I was like, I don't even know this. I talked earlier about it. I hit the lotto. I may not have hit it financially. My family certainly wasn't wealthy, but I never, ever thought of myself as poor. I knew we were, but it didn't hit me. It didn't matter to me because, man, I had so many other riches. For Barack Obama, I lost the lottery. And this is what they teach. I want you to understand, this is what leftists teach. They go out and they tell school kids that you've lost the lotto. How you gonna make it, little black kid, unless I help you? And then, and I love this, that if we persist despite all of our individual failings and all of our inadequacies, let me tell you something. I understand I fail. I understand I'm inadequate in many ways. But you know what? I'm so adequate in so many other ways, I don't give a crap about what I'm not good at. I was talking with some friends the other day at a baseball game. I was like, man, I suck at this, but I don't care about it. They want you to understand you have lots of bad, you're a failure and you're inadequate. I tell my son, I've told all my sons, be happy you fail. Be happy. Just talking about art with one of my friends the other day. I said, my youngest son had a buddy who was like 5 years old. My son was 2 years older than his buddy. And this kid, I forget his name, cute little kid, this kid could draw. And my son came home, he goes, Dad, he goes, whatever, Marcus is just such an amazing artist. And they had a play date, a birthday party. And my son goes over to see him, and there's Marcus's art. And I'm like, wow, this kid really is talented. So when I took my kid home that day, I said, so here, son, this is a great lesson in life. I go, Marcus he's never going to be a good athlete. I mean, he's a stubby little dude, that couldn't walk over his feet. And he wasn't going to be more than 5 feet tall. I mean, so unless there's a sport for 5 feet big kids, he's not going to do it. But I go,
But he's an amazing artist. I said, so and if you're going through school and there's an art track for you to go in, you stay away. Marcus is going to go in there. He's always going to be a better artist than you. And I told my son, point blank, this kid has a brain that is artistic, and you don't. Now, you can learn to draw. You can learn art, but he's going to know it naturally. He's always going to be better. But here's the thing. You're going to be better at so many other things. So this is a great lesson for you to understand that Marcus, you can see his calling right now. He's going to go down that track, and you're going to go down a different track. And you learned it. The sooner you learn what you're not good at, the better. But don't look at it as, he's so good at art and I'm so bad. I stink at art. Huh? You stink at art because God programmed you to go do something different. That's why you stink at art. You get what I'm saying? And he got it. It was such a great lesson for a kid to get early on that, yeah, I'm not going to be good at certain things. No problem. And to see it right in his face. And, oh, by the way, to have his dad explain it to him so that he didn't feel inadequate. So he was like, okay, well, there you go. I mean, look, he's not going to play center for the Lakers. None of my kids would. It's okay. That's not your role in life. Now, I wanted to revisit this. I didn't think we would spend the entire segment on it. But, you know, it is what it is. But I want you to understand that that's the way the left is. They want you to feel bad about what you can't do well. They don't want you to pursue what you can be great at. And that's the difference in the mentalities between us and them. And you got to change it. You have to say, I don't care. I stink at that. I'm so good at this. Rewire them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Day three of the partial government shutdown continues, and the debate over funding President Trump's border wall continues. Negotiations between the White House and top Democrats continue, but the earliest possibility for a vote looks to be Thursday, when the Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott tells Fox News this all falls right back on Nancy Pelosi's plate.
Well, this is, without any question, a Pelosi problem. There's no question that her
speakership seems to be in balance against border security. That's a problem that they're going to have to solve on the Democrat side. Some would say that it gets easier after that problem is resolved on January the 3rd. The truth of the matter is we should not have that conversation whatsoever.
Your final numbers on Wall Street, as it was an abbreviated trading day, not so hot, as the Dow lost 653 points to fall to 21,792. The NASDAQ also lost, as did the S&P. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. You can't tell what's real and what's fake anymore. We talk about fake news, and it's real. You know, fake news. We're talking about fake news, and it's real. I'm saying fake news is really fake. The phenomenon of fake news exists. Have you ever seen this show? It's called Shattered Glass. And it's about New Republic and a guy who was sensationalizing news stories, and a new editor finally figured him out. He had wowed everybody. He just, you know, he's a gifted writer, but he was a fiction writer. But he'd write these stories as if they were, you know, latest and greatest. And I mean, his stories would just pop. They would just vivid, you know, they would just make you want to know what was going on in these stories, you know, whether it was high tech. Or, I mean, in clever titles, he would come up with clever titles. And he was just, like I said, a gifted writer, but he wasn't telling the truth. He'd get to a point of a story where it lost interest, and then he'd go, okay, well, I'll make it more interesting, and then he'd embellish it. And this is journalism of today. This is where we sit today. In journalism, fake news. But fake is pervasive now. People front. Look, don't misunderstand me. I was one of them where, when I was younger, you rob Peter to pay Paul. You want to make people think you're more than what you are and things like that. And, you know, because you feel like it's going to get you more. If people feel, you know, like, oh, Kevin, he's rich. He's got this or that. Then better for you. Let me tell you, I wish I could go back to those days and tell people, man, I ain't got nothing. You know, I got four suits. I have to keep, you know, rotating or whatever. I mean, I would just go back and change it all. And this is what, if we're going to change anything, this is what we need to change in culture. Everybody, you're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You can listen to these shows anytime you want by going to KJRadio.com, and they're there. You can search for them. If you say, I want to hear about Kevin talking about fake this or whatever, search for it. Boop, boop. It'll pull up all the titles that have fake in it or whatever, and you can find the stories. And tell your friends, don't keep me all to yourselves. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. So the story, the reason why I'm bringing this fake stuff up is because we live in this fake culture. Democrats, leftists are faking all the things that they stand for. They fake to each other as to who they are and what they represent. And they're mad inside because when you, how can you not be mad at yourself when you know what you're representing isn't real? That's why we're so much at peace with ourselves as conservatives. We don't have to be mad. Look, I'm not a rich guy. I mean, I do okay. I make a living. But at this point in my career, where I was headed before I got involved in this, man, I was going to be flush. I was going to be traveling the world and not worrying about it. I got to ask prices at the grocery store. Now, I tell you that because I'm not, you know, you know, I'm not embarrassed. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not embarrassed to tell you, yeah, man, I go to the grocery store. I'm like, what? But ground beef, I'll go to another store. I'll even negotiate. I'll be in the store going, look, I'll give you $2.13 a pound if you redo this. And the butcher's like, dude, get out of here. But I'm looking. I'm looking at prices and all that. And so I tell you this because, you know, this is what I do for a living. If you want to support it, support it. If you don't, no problem. I'll figure it out. But don't be mad when I go away. Don't be mad when Kevin Jackson's gone. When it's like, oh, shoot, what happened to that guy? Well, he's no longer here. He's no longer, you know, doing this thing. Because I got to make a living. But here's my bigger point. I'm willing to share that with you. I'm not going to hide it. There would have been a time in my life where I'd have been like, yeah, man, the radio show's doing great. We're going to grow in these markets. We're making a lot of money. I don't care what you think. And if it goes away, it goes away. Big deal. But all this to bring you to the fakeness of this content, this thing. It was called Miss Bum Bum. Did you know there's a competition? Did you guys know there's a competition called Miss Bum Bum? Yeah. You guys probably know. Have you been to the Miss Bum Bum competition? Anyway, it's about booties, buttocks. And it ended in shambles after contestants resorted to violence on stage because they said they were cheating. Yeah, women were cheating in the Miss Bum Bum contest. Bum Bum, you know, like your bum. Cheaty, cheaty, bum bum. Wasn't that, what's her name? The girl that got killed in the aircraft? Selena? Bum Bum. That girl had a bum. And so did Jennifer Lopez got famous for playing Selena, and it was because Selena had a pretty booty, and then here was Jennifer Lopez, and they were like, did they put that fake booty on her? And they found out it was J-Lo's real booty. Next thing you know, booty, man, pow, dead girl Selena makes J-Lo a star over her booty. And then Kim Kardashian, not to be outdone, said, I got a pretty, pretty bum bum, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. And people went, she does. Now, we get to the real deal here. Because, see, I tell you all the time, I tell you to warn your youngsters, your young men, don't believe the hype of their girlfriends. Take your girlfriend camping for a week minimum. And don't, because then you're going to get to see what she really looks like. If you meet her at the club, let me tell you don't know what you're getting. You might as well be looking at the cover of O Magazine and thinking that's Oprah. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it. Get your girl out in the bush. Go, you know, like, take a safari to Africa. I don't care. Do it local. Just say we're going to go camping for at least a week. But, I mean, if you want to do a minimum 3 days, it's tough for a girl to cover up in 3 days. But a week, and hair starts growing back in places they don't want you to know about. You know what I'm saying? Check her toes. Miss Bum Bum. The fight was sparked by a contestant accusing the other of having a surgically enhanced derriere. Yeah, I read that. That was came from the article. The person actually said derriere. They used the French word for butt. Here it is. The eye-popping scenes unfolded shortly after Elena Santana was crowned Miss Bum Bum 2018. The 31-year-old model dancer was representing the northern Brazilian state of Rondônia in the competition. But moments after she was declared the winner, she was physically stripped of her winner's sash by fellow contestant Aline Uva from Rio Grande do Sul in the south of Brazil. Uva, a 27-year-old massage therapist, was heard shouting that the competition was a farce and claiming that the winner's butt was surgically enhanced. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Men got to deal with this all the time, so why shouldn't women have to deal with it? If the girl had a fake butt and it was found out after the fact, so what? That's what happens many times with men. Many times. Fake hair, fake boobs, fake nails, fake this. You know, shaving hair, detoxifying, defoliating, and whatever else. And when we find out, that ain't the real deal. Dudes have a tough time trying to cheat. You know what I'm saying? In terms of physicality, you can't cheat. I mean, you know, unless he's putting a sock down there or something like that. But then, that's pretty easy to figure out. So, anyway, she says it's a farce. And she got mad. They had to calm everybody down. They gave the sash back to the winner and said, hey, you need to go find out who her doctor is. Don't be mad at her. get a better doctor, you know, or get better parents, or hit the gym. I don't know. Do something. Doesn't this make you sort of wonder, you know, what is reality anymore? I mean, we can change so much in our lives. Now, you can pick the sex of your child. I mean, I don't think you can do it like specifically, but you could get it to where you know you're going to have a boy. They do certain things to make sure you know you're going to have a boy or you know you're going to have a girl, things like that. Now, you can declare yourself to be whatever you want. I mean, how many times have we talked about stories where, you know, these transsexuals are now running women's races and so on? I mean, I don't know who's supposed to have a better bun, but a dude, you know, he could probably put on some real muscle tone. I don't know. Maybe he wins this competition at some point. She going to want to beat him up? Miss, what's her name? Who's the one that beat up the other one? Or tried to? Ivana? No, Aline Uva, who wanted to beat up on Santana because of her butt. I could go into this because what anatomy person are you? Are you like a, you know, people have different things they love about, you know, their people. Like, for example, there are people who, I won't date a woman that's got jacked up feet. I can't handle jacked up feet. This is one of my things. But maybe you're an eye person, or maybe as a guy, you're a breast man. Maybe as a woman, you're a pec woman, you know, or you're a buttocks person. Or legs. A lot of people like legs. And it's funny because how do you know? What do you fixate on? For the record, why is this a bum contest? I looked at the girls. I'll be honest with you. They're not that attractive. And being honest, the bums weren't that good looking. I mean, I consider myself somewhat of a bum aficionado. And these bums were not that. I've seen better bums on other babes. You get what I'm saying? And this is Brazil. I mean, I've been to Brazil. They got some gorgeous women in Brazil. But this group of women were not it. Maybe this is a farce. Maybe this girl had a point. I don't think you can be mad at people for getting surgical buns. That's just my opinion about it. And that they said, like weightlifting, look, it's got to be original bums. You can't be putting steroids. You can't be surgically enhanced.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control. The four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croft, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I talked earlier about delusions of the left and the fact that they've learned their lesson. They understand the lesson, but it doesn't sink in the way it does with sane people, with people who understand logic and reasoning. If what happened to them happened to us, we would be questioning our policies. We'd be looking at ways to make people understand better what we're about and so on and so forth. We'd be looking for truth. The Democrats aren't looking for truth. They're looking for angles. They're looking for reasons why things happen. And while they're doing that, they're trying to cheat their way to the win because that's what Democrats do. And look, when people listen to me say this, they always want to tell me things like, Kevin, you just don't like Democrats. You don't like leftists. You don't like liberals. You don't like progressives. Call them whatever you want. I have no dog in the fight. With, as far as I'm concerned, we're all Americans, and theoretically, we're searching for truth and justice. The problem is we're not. Democrats are not searching for truth and justice. Democrats want what they want. They want it when they want it, and they don't care who has it. They want you to go take it from them, and they won't do it most of the time. They want somebody else to be their gangster. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So Hillary Clinton lost. How many postmortems did they do? Oh, she lost because she wasn't a good candidate. Oh, she lost because Trump cheated. The Russian collusion. No, she lost because white people in America are racist and they don't like this. So she lost because people are misogynistic and didn't want a female president. She lost because, you know, whatever. She didn't campaign well. She got sick. She didn't feel good in the last parts of the campaign. Donald Trump was lying about her. I mean, there's a whole, go back, just Google why Hillary lost and see how many excuses they come up with. But the excuse isn't Hillary's policies suck. Hillary Clinton was so wishy-washy, people didn't know where she stood. People didn't trust Hillary Clinton because they knew her to be a crook. Hillary Clinton lost because her Clinton Foundation was a scam. It might as well have been prosecuted under RICO, racketeering charges, because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama tried to steal the election, and we finally caught it, and WikiLeaks exposed her. There's a litany of real reasons why she lost. She was a horrible candidate who did not have a message, who's running for a party that is full of racist, sexist, anti-LGBT, misogynist, anti-Muslim, and everything that they accuse us of being. Oh, and by the way, they don't have a moral core. They don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. They are bigger than everything. So that's why she lost. She lost because there was a mandate. People were tired of looking at this country and being told that they are racist, sexist, homophobic, and all the other icks that you can put there. They were sick of it. And they said enough is enough. They gave the black dude 8 years, 4 years more than he deserved, 8 years more than he probably ever should have had, but certainly 4 years more. If I can't have the deficit down by half in this year, I don't deserve another chance. Oh, I didn't do it, but hey, give me another chance. He's colluding with Russians, foreign policy in the tank, economy in the tank, propped up by $8 trillion plus of fake money. And he's taking credit for everything. I staved off this. I staved off that. I saved this industry. I did this. I did that. Then what does he do at the very end? He tells you. Donald Trump can't do any better. What's he going to do? How's he going to save these companies? How's he going to bring manufacturing back? How's he going to bring jobs back? How's he going to do all these different things? In other words, if Trump takes over, it's going to be Armageddon, right? The stock market was supposed to drop. We were supposed to, our trade partners and our so-called partners were all going to go away because they didn't want Trump. We were going to enter into World War III, but with North Korea starting it, China jumping on board, Russia and all this other stuff, and none of it happened. Not a single solitary thing that they predicted happened. You get what I'm saying to you? Nothing. Quite the opposite, in fact. Stock market, record after record after record. Economy, record after record after record. Let me tell you what else is going to happen. Donald Trump is going to get our credit rating back to good. The dollar is much more stable today than it was before. The way people look at investing in America today is like Donald Trump, who said, we are now open for business. The man who's supposed to be a loose cannon has negotiated peace on the Korean Peninsula. He's got Russia stayed back. He's got China in check. He's got our trade barriers breaking down. He's already negotiated trade with Mexico, Canada, South Korea, and Japan. And China is on board. They finally blinked. What else could you ask for? He's telling the world, we're pulling out of wars. We're not here to protect you. He told NATO, you're going to pay your bills, and we're not going to be to support you and to protect you. He told the Saudis, you're going to protect and support yourselves. And he said to the world, we are going to put you on notice that you're going to live to a higher standard, to the standard that we set. He exports excellence. He exports you, conservatism. And don't think the world isn't taking notice. And yet, we have these race pimps, these people in America that will tell you that he's all these negative things, knowing it not to be true. So I want to play a clip from Al Sharpton doing his National Action Network. And I don't know if you know the little catchphrase they have is no justice, no peace. That's the backdrop. So Sharpton standing behind that, and he's talking about the midterms and the outcome and all these other things. And here it is.
This is the first gathering of activists since the midterm elections. And our determination, and we have other buses coming, our determination is that we want the senators and members of Congress to lay out where they see us going and where we go the next 100 days. Then we do committees. Then we're going to actually visit some of their offices to really find out exactly where we're going. We're going to hear from them here. We're going to question them when we visit the office. We cannot keep telling people in our community to come out and vote, and then we don't know what is the agenda and what is going to be accomplished. Voting rights, health care, particularly pre-existing conditions, criminal justice reform. Where are we on these issues and what are they going to do? The Democrats have now taken a majority in the House. Well, what is going to be the agenda? We cannot go from fighting to get a majority to who's going to be the speaker. That is not our agenda. Our agenda is who's going to get Johnny home that shouldn't be doing 40 years in jail. All this Beltway politics does not work on Main Street or Martin Luther King Boulevard. So we want to hear from our senators and our congresspeople on their vision. Then we want to visit them and have dialogue with them. And we want them to know, by having these amount of people from these amount of states here, let them know we're going to be in your face. We didn't just vote and go home. We didn't go vote and go back and eat turkey. We are ready for action because we are under an administration that has declared war on us, and we want to know whose side everybody's on. Am I right?
I love this clip. I love this clip. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So this is Al Sharpton saying, okay, Democrats, you got the House back. Black folks did it for you. Now we want to find out where we're going. Now, I want you to stop and think about this for just a second. And you should be, this is a segment you need to be telling black folks to listen to. You need to ship this to all your black friends. This particular one, KJRadio.com, on the 15th of November. And let me tell you why. Al Sharpton is saying to black folks, we got you to vote for him, but we have no direction. We didn't even go talk to him beforehand to say, look, if you get our vote this time, what are you going to do for us? Now, I want you to understand, this is a decades-old problem. This is not something that's new for black folks. This isn't something new to politics. Al Sharpton says, this is the first meeting after the midterms, and we got all these people here, and we're going to tell, now y'all tell us what you're going to do for us. We got you in again. Now, how long has Sharpton been doing this? Is this new to him? Black folks, let me tell you something. You leftists, you are a bunch of clowns. If you let a guy have you vote for some people and then say, now we're going to go and find out. That's like trying to negotiate after the fact. And let me tell you what will happen in 2 years. The same thing. Al Sharpton isn't going into Congress to get anything more for black folks than you would get voting Republican. And let me tell you why. Number one, nobody gives a crap about Al Sharpton. Not in the public and not in Congress. Number two, the only thing you're going to get out of this country is what the country gives to everybody. There is no special interest known as blacks. And you want to know who's giving you more than anything you've gotten thus far? Donald J. Trump. He's given you an economy that you can go out and start businesses on your own, that you can go do things for yourselves, take care of yourself, get a job, get a better job, mobility, more money, more opportunity than you got under the black guy. So what more can you ask for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.